Wildlife officials say several whooping cranes have flown away this summer from the area near the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge in central Wisconsin. Nisida is the stated summertime nesting area for the whoopers that are part of an experiment to create a permanent migrating flock in the eastern U.S. But Joan Garland of the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo says it's normal for one-year-old cranes to wander, and she says three of them even made it to a nice stretch of wetlands in eastern South Dakota.
They're shopping around for nice wetland habitats, essentially what they're doing. Interestingly enough, the ones that have all been wandering, so to speak, are females that are unassociated with males. The males are pretty much all in and around the core reintroduction area at Nisida, and the females that have been associating with males are also sticking close to Nisida.
Garland says other female cranes are currently in Minnesota and northern Illinois. Biologists did not originally plan to bring the three birds back from South Dakota and wanted to see if the cranes would return on their own. But the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says there was a, quote, mutual decision to retrieve the birds from the privately owned wetlands. People dressed in crane-like costumes captured the three, placed them in crates, and flew them back in an airplane. Fish and Wildlife spokesperson Rachel Levin says she does not think that move takes away from the experiment's goal of limiting human contact with the cranes.
We did bring them back to Wisconsin, but it was something that we needed to do, and we don't feel that it's going to change their behavior at all.
A Fish and Wildlife press release does not describe the condition of the birds brought back to Wisconsin. The International Crane Foundation says training with a new batch of 16 crane chicks is going well, and that group will head for Florida behind an ultralight airplane around October 1st. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.